Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, it is never nice to start a project or job and realise the moment that you begin that it's going to be an uphill slog to make any progress. Well, unfortunately for you, my friend, video games themselves aren't above completely screwing the player over at any given opportunity. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 precise video game moments you knew you were utterly screwed. Number 8. Stealing from the shopkeeper. Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening. So I don't know if this even needs to be said, but stealing, unless under dire circumstances, is pretty much universally agreed to be wrong. Yet, as video games are basically a free fall into the abyss of but what if, a lot of titles let you hoover up heirlooms and personal possessions like mad, and the Hero of Time Link is no exception to this, routinely entering houses and smashing belongings for the few rupees that are hidden within like he's an overzealous taxman working for the Sheriff of Bloody Nottingham. Therefore, you'd think that his pockets would be swollen enough that he wouldn't need to resort to stealing larger, more valuable items, right? Well, in Link's Awakening, the player is given the option to carry out one item from the shops that are dotted around the world and make off with the prize free of charge. Now, at first this might appear to be a glitch, but as soon as the player emerges from the shop, a barrage of text reminds the players of their thieving ways, and it is pretty humiliating. At that moment, players knew that they'd screwed up. And making matters worse, if that pang of conscience provokes the pickpocket in you to repent, well, you're met with a lightning-based death as the shopkeeper then fries you like a microwave. Brutal. Number 7. Playing the game on easy mode. Spec Ops: Stealth Patrol. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, after playing a few difficult games, "Ooh, boy, I sure don't fancy any of this nonsense happening to me, so you know what, I'm going to play things safe and play some games on easy mode," and to you, my friend, I salute you, because difficulty should not dictate what you get out of a video game experience. There's no shame in playing a game on a difficulty that suits a more relaxed playstyle, and as long as you're having fun, who the hell cares whether you're on insane ultra-hard mode or not? Well, before you commit to the more travelled road, maybe you should just check what game you're playing first, as some, believe it or not, absolutely screw you over by playing on easy. Take, for example, Spec Ops: Stealth Patrol, which, thanks to an issue with the game's code, shipped with a pretty horrible bug that caused the hardest and easiest difficulties to be switched. This meant that you were utterly, totally boned if you chose private, because the title would totally kick you in yours from the off. Number 6. Attacking Morgan Freeman. South Park: The Fractured But Whole. I mean, just look at the title of this entry for a moment and ask yourself, is this ever going to be a good idea? Well, if there's ever a game willing to let you be an utter ass before spanking you on yours, it's South Park: The Fractured But Whole, as this game is pretty much a checklist of insane moments and self-aware nods. Gifting the player the ability to hit any NPC they come across was always going to be something that the fanbase was going to spam to death, and thanks to townsfolk usually just spouting off a funny one-liner, you can see how people ended up instigating the hardest boss fight in the game by accident. You see, if you head to Freeman's Tacos and start punching the man who literally played God, he'll finally have enough after 3 strikes and take your butt to school and then send you detention for good measure. The moment the battle begins, unprepared players were utterly screwed as Freeman attacks without remorse and so quickly that you'll likely be completely wiped within moments. Ouch. Number 5. Being invaded by a naked player. Dark Souls. Now, being invaded in the Dark Souls games is never a fun experience. The sheer escalation in tension whenever another player rudely interrupts the flow of your game is enough to make your veins burst and your heart give out, as not only now do you have to dodge the utter horrors of the regular game, but now also contend with the threat of a red menace diving out of nowhere and taking your lunch money. However, there's actually one moment above this that screams, "You are totally and utterly boned," and that is when the invading player is completely naked. Now, you might raise an eyebrow at this, but bear with me, because in this franchise, naked runs are usually only undertaken by those that have mastered their respective games. This low armor build allows them to roll at rapid speeds even when wielding the biggest weapons. And that combination of agility, aggression, and oh my god, my spine is enough to make most players peace out of the battle immediately. You are in for a world of pain whenever a Rudy Nudie invades your world, so take my advice and run. Run. Number 4. Facing the Red Dragon. Dungeons & Dragons Tower of Doom. Now, to be clear, there are actually so many times that the player should realise that they are screwed when coming up against the mighty Red Dragon in the equally beefy Dungeon & Dragons Tower of Doom. So much so that you'd actually have to be pretty boneheaded not to see that you're basically making out with Death's wife in front of him. For a start, the game warns you multiple times when choosing to take on this monolithic boss battle, asking again and again if you realise what you're actually getting into. Then, when the fight starts, the dragon immediately kicks out a full-screen attack, which might well kill you outright there and then. However, if this wasn't enough to set the alarm bell labelled, "Oh Christ, I've made a terrible mistake," going off in your head, then maybe attacking the beast only to see its health bar not move in the slightest might see the penny finally drop. You see, the Red Dragon's health bar is actually so large that it can't fit on screen properly, and it will be a fair old while before you see any dent in it at all, meaning that you're in such a prolonged state of being screwed, you might as well get your post forwarded there. Number 3. Realizing the Lone Shadow Valhand is anything but. Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Now, as before mentioned, From Software titles are pretty much the be-all and end-all of your hopes and bloody dreams, routinely smashing your body and indeed pride to pieces with cruel tricks and a ton of PvP agony. Now, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, not wanting to be left out of the action, presented multiple moments where unsuspecting players could be turned into kebab meat. But nothing was as big a gotcha moment as when Wolf comes up against Lone Shadow Valhand in Ashina Castle. This mini boss fight begins with the player approaching Valhand from behind as he prays at an altar, and you might have actually put down the controller to rub your hands with glee at this setup. An unsuspecting figure in a game where a single backstab can take off a full bar of health, don't mind if I do. Yet as the player approaches this supposedly lone figure, they might suddenly find their own health bar under assault, as the bastard isn't actually alone at all. Standing in the corner is another less than friendly soul who will play the same trick on you that you were just trying to enact, and as the blade strikes home, totaling your HP, you will definitely know that you've not just been screwed, but you're being laughed at as well. Number 2. When Twitch Controls Your Fate. Vermintide 2. Now, trust is such an important thing in life, isn't it? Letting go of the reins of your life and passing them to somebody else is a daunting prospect, but trusting somebody else can result in a peace of spirit and mind that simply cannot be achieved by other means for some people. It's also a delicate thing, easily broken and difficult to repair. Therefore, you should choose carefully when it comes to the matter of who to trust. Also, side note, never put your trust in Twitch stream audiences, because Jesus Christ, will they ever screw you over. For a perfect example of this, try playing Vermintide 2 with the Twitch integration mode switched on, because this turns an already horrendously difficult experience into an absolute nightmare. Here, the audience gets to vote on which beasts drop in your path on top of the existing hordes, and some of the options are just plain brutal. Fancy taking on a bile troll while your party is already dealing with a rat ogre? No? Well, tough. Even worse is that these spawns can happen at any time, meaning that you might just have finished dealing with one onslaught before the next one begins, and when that horn sounds, you know that you are totally and utterly screwed. And number 1, making the jump. Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection. The recently released Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection has been an absolute blast from the past in all the right ways. It's beautiful to look at, fun to play, and absolutely rock hard when it comes to its difficulty. However, it's also one of the cheekiest whippets out there, displaying its love for killing the player at every given opportunity. And there was one instance right out of the gate which taught players one thing and one thing clearly: this game is going to screw with you. I'm speaking, of course, about the accursed log that appears midway through the opening zombie grave graveyard level. Here you have to make a jump over a body of water, land on a log, and then be carried over to a checkpoint that is waiting on the other side for you. However, there's just one problem. Actually, there are many problems, namely that as you're trying to make this jump, you're being hunted by the red devil known as Firebrand, sliding down a slope towards the jump, and possibly having a magician shoot a spell at you that will turn you into a frog all at once. Oh, and by the way, the log occasionally doesn't come close enough to you to make the jump, which can result in a single moment where you may indeed be screwed over by several things at once. Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.